People look for the source of dirty water at public beaches and discover that the problems might be directly underfoot. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Every summer, health officials close thousands of beaches across the United States because the water has unsafe levels of bacteria. On occasion, the source of the bacteria is something obvious, like a stormwater drain or a broken sewage pipe. But most of the time, the source of the beach-closing bacteria is a mystery. Adina Payton is an oceanographer at Stanford University. She's part of a team of researchers that suspected the culprit might be contaminated groundwater. They studied Huntington Beach near Los Angeles because it's frequently closed for health reasons. Payton says they sampled the ocean water and tested it for radium.
Radium is abundant in groundwater, but there's hardly any radium in seawater. So the fact that we see radium in the surf zone or on the beach indicates that there's water that comes from the land.
Payton says the radium confirmed the movement of groundwater beneath the sand. Then they looked in the surf zone for so-called fecal indicator bacteria. These bacteria are not a health risk. In fact, they're common in the digestive systems of people and other warm-blooded animals. But if a lot of these bacteria show up in the water, it's a sign that pathogenic bacteria might be present as well. Payton says every time they saw groundwater moving into the surf zone at Huntington Beach, they also found high numbers of the indicator bacteria. Payton says people who monitor water quality at other swimming areas along a coastline might want to look for groundwater beneath their beaches. The condition of the groundwater might have a direct connection to the safety of the swimmers on shore. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.